big news made this morning. It's actually a pretty historic day because this was probably one of the most anticipated political announcements in years, if not decades. The sitting governor of New Hampshire, would he run for the U.S. Senate or a fourth term as governor or not at all? We now know the answer. It is door number two. He's running for the fourth term as governor, not the U.S. Senate. Josh McKelvin, former political director, WMUR-TV. You joined us at the start of the show or one of the first segments, one of our political all-stars on. And I'm not shocked. I'm a little surprised, but Josh, probably one of the most relieved or happier people in North America this morning might be the Democrat incumbent senator, U.S. Senator Maggie Hassan. Do you agree or not?
Champagne popping.
What's
in that?
That
office right now. No, I mean, Maggie Hassan.
Repeat that. Hold on, we lost you. What's your opening line?
I said there's probably champagne popping in her offices right now. But, I mean, Maggie Hassan obviously has a long resume, you know, served as governor. But Christian Inouye, he would have been a very, very formidable opponent and would have entered as the favorite, I think. Most people would agree. The two most disappointed groups, though, without question, got to be Washington, D.C. Republicans and New Hampshire Democrats who were hoping for a crack at the governor's office.
Yeah. Now, what are the ramifications?
Ramifications are, well, I mean, right now, anyone that in the Democratic Party that was eyeballing the governor's office in anticipation of Sununu running for U.S. Senate, obviously that changes the complexion quite a bit. Ramifications are, at the Washington level, clearly, you know, this would have been a pickup seat that Mitch McConnell could have looked at and said, you know, count that in the win column. Now who knows? So, you know, I mean, and what are the options? Does Kelly Ayotte run again? General Don Bolduc has already announced that he's running, but we'll see what happens there. Or maybe there's someone that comes out of the blue that we haven't thought about yet. But I think for Chris Sununu, I congratulate him on making a decision that he was comfortable with. I really did think that this was a period of time where if he had chosen to run, the tea leaves never would have been any better than they are now. With a fairly unpopular president continuing to struggle, there was a lot that he could have hung around Maggie Hassan's neck, and I'm sure whoever the Republican opponent will do just that.
Brad Carr, let me bring you in, one of our political all-stars live. Of course, Brad, you're close to this nationally. Josh McKelvin, you know Josh. Brad, let me ask you this. Some of the things the governor said was he likes being a chief executive. He can be a leader here. He didn't want to be one of many in the Senate. But it's a surprising decision nationally for Republican powers to be the governor saying he's going to run for a fourth term as governor, not the U.S. Senate. And right before this morning, I had as I said on the top of the show, I had about a 30% pause. I was getting a feeling based on where he was announcing it. I didn't want to sound like Tom Hanks in the Da Vinci Code. Some symbolism there to the governor's mansion, his staff there. Maybe he's going to surprise people, run for a fourth term as governor, not the U.S. Senate. Brad, are you surprised?
I can't say that I'm surprised. He kept it pretty close, actually very close, and that's a credit to him and to his team. I think that you normally do these things when the opportunity arises and there's a path. And there's certainly, this was a great opportunity for him, and there was certainly a path to victory. So, it's a personal decision. It's a very tough decision. It's a family decision. So you end up looking at a whole lot of things, and I'm first and foremost is his family, and I'm sure that's the reason why he chose to run for re-election. And then the question is, Jack, what does this mean to the race? And it certainly throws a monkey wrench into the senatorial committee's plans because they were all in with Governor Sununu, and they loved his chances. But you know what? There's a bench, and you know, I wonder if looking at the first congressional seat, does somebody change their mind there? Does Gail Huff Brown decide to jump into the Senate seat now and to try to run for that? Does Scott Brown maybe come back into the play and decide that he'll take
Brad Kelly Ayotte? Kelly Ayotte has been going to events, openly talking about an interest in running for governor if Governor Sununu did not run for a fourth term. We know it was originally Senator Hassan and Kelly Ayotte in that very close election. Does she take a pause and look at the Senate? Would she ever consider a rematch opportunity?
Boy, I hope she does. I mean, I think that she's certainly one of the ones I was just going to mention. I mean, she's a rock star, and she'd be great if she ran. I think that there's a number of candidates. Now Republicans are just going to regroup and look at their chances with the next person, and then these candidates are going to do some soul searching. I'm sure Kelly was planning on running for governor because many thought that Governor Sununu was going to jump.
What do you think, Josh McKelvey?
He's not. Maybe she does.
What do you think, Josh?
Yeah, no, I agree with Brad. I think that Kelly, I mean, she's still got fire in her belly. I think we're seeing her at events. She's still young. The last loss stung, and a lot of people, including myself, feel like that she wasn't defeated as much as she lost that race, if that makes sense. But, I think that she's probably going to reexamine this. I have to believe that the governor probably had a conversation with Kelly Ayotte prior to making this announcement to fill her in. Maybe not. I don't know. But what about, where does that leave a Frank Edelblue, who a lot of people expected to run for governor should Chris Sununu leave that office? He's now the education commissioner.
He could jump into a Senate race. I'm just saying,
absolutely.
Brad?
Yeah, I agree. He's the other guy on my list. And I think that he could run for Senate, and I think he'd be a strong candidate. I mean, he probably doesn't have the name ID, certainly, that a Sununu or an Ayotte would have, or even a Brown would have. But look, he's got a fire in his belly. He's a tenacious kind of guy. He works real hard. So I wouldn't be surprised if he did jump in, and I think he'd be a very strong, credible candidate.
Well, again, I would think that this is somewhat of a blow to the national Republican efforts, looking at the makeup, the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. But certainly, I think you both would agree, Senator Maggie Hassan, even though she knows there's going to be a race no matter who it is, has to be breathing a little bit of a sigh of political relief.
Yeah, I think that they are.
For a moment, but go ahead, Brad.
No, I was going to say they're totally taking a sigh of relief. This was their worst nightmare, to have Governor Sununu jump into the Senate race. Now he's not doing it. So that was certainly, that's a good day for them. And Jack, also, wait and see what happens. New Hampshire's only a 2-year term. What does Governor Sununu do now that we're going to be talking about that? What's he going to do after 2 years? If he wins re-election and comes back, what's he going to do then? And, there is this little, Oval Office down in Washington, D.C. that might be attractive to try to throw your name in.
Well, let me ask Josh McKelvin this. To Brad's point, he's hinting at that. I've heard this from Neil Levesque, one of our regular contributors, St. Anselm College Institute of Politics. It wouldn't be crazy if the governor would maybe use, trying to take advantage of his own primary. Would Josh, is it crazy? Would he run for president in 2024?
No, that is ripped out of the pages of West Wing, isn't it? That certainly is a scenario which I hadn't considered. Certainly, I mean, Chris Sununu has been whispered about quite a bit as a potential president's candidate at one point, but I had always looked at it on a pathway through the Senate. But certainly that executive, the job of the executive, he does it for a couple more years. We have the primary. Boy, that's a juicy one. That is. And then how about
Chad
Scott
and I talking about this?
Gail Brown running, and we are pretty much the dominant force in the political universe.
Brad, 10 seconds, Brad.
Yeah, we've talked about this. I think that I think you should be taking a look at running for president. I think it's going to be a wide open field.
Right.
New Hampshire's a great place to go, and I think that he'd be a very strong candidate.